Oh, hello. Guess who took an unexpected little bit of a podcast break? Yeah, so, I'm just going to go ahead and call this season two, and we're going to pretend that that was completely unintentional, that I fell off the map. But let's be honest. When you have as much fecal matter hitting the fan as we have of late, can you blame a girl from taking a break? So, welcome to season two of the Cassie Stevens podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, then you should probably check out season one, where life was a little bit different. Teaching in the classroom was something that most of us did, and now we find ourselves thrown into a completely different world. I feel like I'm living in a snow globe that was nice and settled for the longest time, and then somebody just pick it up and shook it. And then every couple of days, when the snow starts to settle again, they pick up the doggone thing and shake it again. Well, the good news is that we are in this together, and we're going to navigate these waters together. So today we're going to talk about how to prepare for the unknown. If you're a part of any Facebook group or on any social media platform and you happen to be an educator, then you know right now we are all just like, it's just laughable. We all are just in this stew of not knowing what to do, what's going on, and it literally changes. It's so fluid every single day. So that can either cause you to panic, have anxiety, kind of spiral, stress for sure. Or we can learn how to kind of wrap our arms around this sea of crazy, embrace it, and just prepare for it. So let's talk about that today. Welcome to the Cassie Stevens podcast. This would be where a person who wasn't as lazy I am would insert music. So imagine some tunes right here, if you will, as we just kind of segue into the podcast itself. So, as y'all know, there are so many concerns and questions surrounding the idea of returning to school this fall, which I don't know why we always say we're going to back to school in the fall, because here in Tennessee, we go back usually August 1st. That ain't the fall, y'all. I mean, our fall comes pretty late anyway, since it's a million degrees here, but that's still summer to me, prime days of summer, but I digress. Many states and school districts, they've started sharing the precautions they plan to take to hopefully ensure a safe and successful school year. But as we know, none of these solutions is perfect, and it's definitely not going to put everybody's mind at ease. So for that reason, I'm not going to be sharing or talking about, what solutions that I've dreamed up, because frankly, I don't have any. This is like a really unfun game where no move is the right one. But we can't not make some sort of move, right? I feel really confident that my school district and the folks that work there every single day are just trying their darndest to keep all of the factors in mind as they figure out how we're going to best approach returning to school. Instead of talking about that, I thought we would chat today about how we can control, what we can control, which is ourselves. We can control our mindset. We can control our level of preparedness. So let's talk about the ways that we can prepare ourselves for the uncertainty that is for sure to be this upcoming school year. If there's one thing for certain, it's that this year is going to be a mixed bag of nuts. So the first thing that I think is vital right now is for us to remain calm in our thoughts. In previous summers, when I thought about returning to school, I was thinking about new ways to decorate my art room, fun kind of getting to know you activities or new projects. We do a lot of collaboratives. Those are the kinds of things that I'm usually sitting with a notebook, sketching out ideas and plotting and planning and getting excited. Now, each time I spot a back to school ad, my mind immediately just starts to spin. Back to school? What is that even going to look like? Will I be on a cart? Will I be teaching virtually? How am I going to space my students 6 feet apart and still be able to teach and reach each one of them? And it's at that point that my mind begins to like malfunction. Smoke starts rolling out of my ears. And, you know, I have to consult my good friend Haagen-Dazs for the third time in a day. When I find myself hitting the panic button, I try a little something that I've dubbed with the acronym BLISS, which is breathe, list my gratitudes, indulge in my feelings, stop reading social media for the love of all things holy, and surround myself with joy. Now, this may all sound a little trite to you, so I'm just going to walk you through what this looks like for me. So the B in bliss is for breathe. There's a really great book that I'm still making my way through. It's been a year. It's been on my bookshelf for a couple of years. But it's one of those books that has so much great information packed into it that I don't want to breeze through it. I want to read a bit, digest it, make sure that I understand it, and then continue. And that book is called Teach, Breathe, Learn. And it's by Mina, and her last name I do not want to mispronounce. So for that reason, I'm going to spell it for you. S-R-I-N-I-V-A-S-A-N. And I learned about something from this book, learned about many things, but one of the things I learned was something called gathas. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. It's spelled G-A-T-H-A-S. I feel like I'm at a spelling bee. A gatha is a saying that's recited mentally in the rhythm of your breath. So there's a Vietnamese Zen master whose name is Thich Nhat Hanh. Again, I'm going to spell it because hopefully I pronounced that one correctly. I've been practicing. T-H-I-C-H-N-H-A-T-H-A-N-H. He's a very famous Zen master monk, and he's actually written, I take that back. I don't know if he's a monk, but he's a famous Zen master, and he's actually written a lot of incredible books all about meditation, and he kind of, you know, brought gathas into light. And he's got a lot of great gathas. So let me share with you what that is. It's when you say a phrase mentally and you do it to the rhythm of your breath. So for example, here are some gathas that might help you breathe. Breathing in. I am aware I am breathing in. Breathing out. I am aware I am breathing out. Breathing in. I feel solid. Breathing out. I feel free. Breathing in. My mind is like a clear lake. Breathing out. Reflecting all that is. Fabulous, right? And in the book, Teach, Breathe, Learn, Mina encourages you and your students to create your own gathas, which I think would be an amazing way for us to help become more centered, focused, and start the new school year being present, being mindful, and hopefully working towards a more positive mindset. So when you find yourself struggling, feeling anxious, you could jot down a couple of gathas of your own, Google it, find some to practice and use. And I think that you might find using breathing to be quite helpful to kind of bring down your anxiety. L in bliss is for list. List your gratitudes. Want to change your attitude? Then just list your gratitudes. And if you find that your anxiety is really starting to rise, not only when thinking about the upcoming school year, but anytime, stop. Close your eyes, take a deep breath, and say a gatha. And when you open your eyes, take a moment, look around, and in just a matter of seconds, list off what you're grateful for. So I'll go first. I'm sitting in my sewing room right now. That's where I record my podcast. And just looking around, I'm thankful that I have a Brother sewing machine. I love my sewing machine. I love that I have time right now to sew things that I want to with it. I love the books that I have in here that I gather knowledge from. And I love that I have, like I said, the time right now to spend in here. So when you're listing those things off, it doesn't have to be something you write down or spend a lot of time doing, but it might help get you centered, be present, and just enjoy the space that you're in, things that you might be taking advantage of that can make you feel a little bit more grateful and bring you joy. The I in bliss is for indulge in your feelings. I remember when I was a kid, when Richard Simmons first came on the scene. I think most of you guys are familiar with him. If you're a youngin' and you don't know who he is, you're missing out. You need to Google him immediately. He was all over our televisions with his big puff of hair, his shorty shorts, and his wild and fun personality. I just found him fascinating when I was a kid. And I remember him once talking to a woman who apologized for getting emotional and she was crying. And I remember him telling her, "Don't apologize for crying. Everybody cries. It's okay to cry and be sad. It's okay." That really resonated with me. You know, as children, we're told to stop crying or suck it up. And without knowing it, we're shamed into feeling our feelings. But sometimes we need to. Otherwise, it's like shaking a soda can and then pulling the tab and all of our emotions just come rushing out. So I say indulge in your feelings right now. Feel frustration, feel anger, have a good cry. Then call your mom or your best friend or that person in your life who's like a warm glass of milk. And I think you'll feel better for it. The first S in bliss is for stop reading social media. Oh my gosh. A couple minutes ago, I Googled, does social, and then you know how Google fills in the rest, filled in the blank for me. It filled it in with cause depression. Does social media cause depression? Study after study says that there is a link between the two. But I think we all knew that already, didn't we? I mean, how many times have you actually gotten off social media, especially lately, and felt better about things, felt happier? Not me. A couple of weeks ago, it was affecting my mental state so much that I just took a break. And those days, I have to say, you know, in these days, you know, having taken a little break, I do feel a lot lighter. I've been able to really focus more on my goals. I've been able to really be more present in my interactions with my husband, Mitch, and with my family when I went to visit them recently, and be happy. Social media can be a wonderful place to connect, but so can setting down your phone and just spending time with those around you. And the last S in bliss is to surround yourself with joy. I made the announcement recently on Instagram, in case you missed it, that I'm working on a giant project. I've been working on it since about this time last year, and that's a book. I'm still a little bit of ways away from being done with it, but I'm really excited about it, and I cannot wait to share it with you. I'll share more about it soon, but just a teaser, I will say that it's titled Art Teacher in 101, and it's going to be a series of three books about all things art teaching. And writing the book involved a whole lot of starting or staring at scribbled notes and post-its while sitting hunched over my laptop and my iPad. And after a while, I'm going to be honest, it became very unfun. And writing was beginning to feel really labored and forced. And I actually really enjoy writing, but I hit a wall often. And I kept getting this craving to just stop writing, to go paint, to go create, to go sew. And I told myself that I had to finish the task at hand first before I could do any of that, until one day I just literally couldn't take anymore. I need a break. I need some creative joy, was what I thought. So I took a day off to sew, and then I took another day off to paint, and then I took a whole week off to visit my family, to decorate a room, to write a poem, to plant some flowers. And when I came back, I was ready. I was refreshed, ready to write, ready to think, ready to focus. I think sometimes we just need to give ourselves a little grace, or a whole lot of grace. Step away from whatever it is that we're working on, whatever is bothering us, and surround ourselves with what brings us joy. And I think, you know what? That's enough to digest in this podcast episode. I know that you're like, oh, but it's all great to embrace this bliss idea. But what about the upcoming school year? How do we prepare for that? Well, right now, I want to encourage you to enjoy your summer, right? We have all the time in the world to feel stress, to feel anxiety. We have a lot of time to feel these negative thoughts. Just for today, put them aside, create a gatha, breathe, list your gratitudes. Don't be afraid to indulge in those feelings, even the unpleasant ones. Stop reading social media. I challenge you for the rest of the day not to pick up your phone. I promise you'll feel so much better for it. And surround yourself with joy. Do those things today, and then we'll continue this conversation, talking about ways to prepare for the unknown. So